The front desk dog. The brief for independent clinic owners who want to stay ahead, not just stay open. Last time we sat with the price sensitivity trap. Clients stretching out visits, skipping the wellness exam, treating every estimate like the opening line of a negotiation. Here's the part that changes the math. The most price-sensitive client in your waiting room and the least price-sensitive client in your waiting room are sitting about 6 feet apart right now. And the only real difference between them is a conversation nobody at your front desk is having. So here is the move, up front, before the why. The insured client is the one segment that is not getting more price sensitive, and quietly growing your insured share is one of the few levers you have that lifts visit frequency and treatment acceptance at the same time without another price increase. If episode 2 was the problem, this is the counterweight. And most of the work happens at the puppy visit, not the emergency. Because the ground under this has shifted fast. North American pet insurance premiums crossed $5.2 billion in 2024, up 20.8% in a single year. About 7 million pets are now insured across the continent, up more than 12%, 5 straight years of premium growth, north of 20% a year. Now, the honest footnote, penetration is still low. Only about 3.9% of dogs and cats were insured in 2024, climbing toward 4.3% in 2025. So most of your clients are still uninsured. That part is true. But the insured slice is the fastest growing thing in the room, and it behaves differently than the rest of your schedule. Here's how it behaves. When the out-of-pocket cost drops at the moment of decision, insured owners say yes to recommended diagnostics and treatment at a higher rate. The reporting on this is consistent enough to trust the direction, if not the decimal. Insured pet spend is reported to run roughly a third higher, and insured pets come in noticeably more often. That is the exact opposite of the trend we talked about last time. Same waiting room, two different economies. Which brings up the awkward question owners actually ask me, should my clinic even be in the pet insurance conversation? And there's a real reason for the hesitation, so let me put the guardrail down first, because it protects you. Your front desk staff and your clinical team are not licensed insurance agents, so the safe posture is narrow and clean. Normalize the category and refer the specifics. You can say that many clients find pet insurance helps with unexpected costs and hand them a neutral, non-branded handout. What you do not do is recommend a specific company, quote what a policy covers, or quote a price. Category, yes. Product, no. That line keeps you compliant and keeps the client trusting you instead of feeling sold to. And to be clear, this is a business operations read, not legal or insurance advice. Run your actual policy by someone who advises your practice. There is also a timing piece that matters for the checkout experience. Most carriers still work on reimbursement. The client pays the full bill up front, files a claim, and waits weeks for the money to come back. That is the fee shock moment. A scared owner fronting a four-figure estimate? A few carriers, like Trupanion, offer a direct pay option that settles with the clinic at checkout instead, so the client only covers their share in the room. Clinics using direct pay tend to report smoother checkouts and better cash flow. Not endorsement, just the mechanic that explains why the checkout conversation is worth getting right. So what is the concrete move by Monday? Decide your practice's insurance posture and equip the front desk with a neutral compliance script and a handout before a client is standing there with a terrifying estimate and no plan. Two pieces. First, normalize insurance at the well pet and puppy or kitten visit, not at the emergency. That's the only time it actually helps the client. No active claim, no pre-existing condition to exclude yet. And it is the lowest pressure, cleanest moment to raise it. A brand new puppy is exactly the right time to say, gently, this is worth looking into. Second, consider the hybrid. Pair an in-house wellness plan, a predictable monthly package for preventive care, with actively normalizing third-party insurance for the big accident and illness bills. The wellness plan keeps the client bonded to your clinic and smooths your cash flow. The insurance catches the fee shock event you can't budget for. One keeps them coming back, the other keeps a bad night from becoming a bill they can't pay. And rising premiums are only going to make that conversation more valuable. The average dog premium already climbed from about $749 in 2024 to roughly $836 in 2025. The clients who set it up early are the ones who get the benefit. The clinics handling this well aren't having fewer hard conversations. They're just having them at the puppy visit instead of at 2 in the morning in the emergency. while there is still time for it to help. If this gave you one thing to bring to your team, follow the front desk dog, so the next owner brief is waiting when you've got 3 minutes between appointments. The front desk dog. Stay independent, stay sharp,